Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is here. Good morning, Darren. The battle of the Celtic Warriors tonight.
Yeah, isn't it just, Justin? History beckoning for both nations, actually. But the Irish women's soccer team this evening hoping to qualify for the European Championships next summer. They play Wales at the Aviva Stadium. The sides drew 1-1 in Cardiff on Friday. No away goal rule. So the winner takes all tonight for a place in Switzerland next summer. This group hoping to be the first Irish team to qualify for the European Championships. And for Irish skipper Katie McCabe, this is another opportunity to create a legacy for the game in this country.
A massive thing for us was to kind of create a legacy, and this is the next steps of that as well. We see young girls coming to our hotel, coming to training sessions, coming to see us here up in Tallaght Stadium. No matter where we're playing, even down in Cork during the summer, they're following us everywhere because they look up to us and because we've become role models for them. So it's an amazing feeling, and we just want to give young girls the chance, the dream to be in our position one day and hopefully represent their country and show them that they can make World Cups and European Championships. And yeah, if I can make kind of, I guess, one girl dream about that, like, I've left kind of a legacy in that as well. So yeah, special.
Yeah, that's Katie McCabe. Wales also hoping to qualify for the Euros for the first time. Their manager is Rhiann Wilkinson, and she was actually quite critical of the Irish approach in that first leg, saying we're maybe a bit physical, a little bit direct. Well, she made reference to this again when she spoke to the media yesterday.
We felt Ireland, their physicality, how they play, their very distinct style that they're incredibly good at. They have some very special players, and we felt that. And now it's time for them to really see what Wales can do, because equally we have many special players. Equally, we've played some really hard teams to break down already. We've scored some beautiful goals in terms of getting the ball into the opposition half and working through how we like to play. So all I would say about this game, result is over there. How do we perform as Wales? And what does that mean? We'll see on the day.
Yeah, we will see. I actually listened to that entire press conference yesterday. It was about 20 minutes long or thereabouts, but so many references and little, I felt there were little jibes, you know, maybe Wales playing this beautiful game and maybe we didn't. We'll see tonight, 7:30, live coverage on the radio, 2FM's Game On and on RTÉ2 and the RTÉ Player as well. Elsewhere, the draw for the third round of the FA Cup made last night, and some intriguing ties. Manchester United will travel to Arsenal. Man City have been paired against League Two side Salford. That's the club owned by a group of former Man United players, including Gary Neville, Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes. Tamworth, the lowest ranked team, they'll play Tottenham and they'll have a home game against Spurs there. And Everton's Ashley Young, who's 39, could face his 18-year-old son Tyler. Everton paired with Peterborough. Looks like Castlebar could host the clash of Connacht and Munster in the URC next March. Talks ongoing between the province and Mayo GAA. Galopin Deschamps was named Horse of the Year at the HRI Awards last night. The horse's trainer, Willie Mullins, along with Aidan O'Brien, won the National Hunt and Flat Awards, both men champion trainers here and in the UK. And the National Hunt Achievement Award went to Tom Gibney for winning the Irish Grand National for a second time, this time with the horse Intense Raffles. Tom told Dave Keane he was surprised but delighted to win.
Huge surprise. Thought I was only here to make up the numbers. Just I was very lucky to have a good horse, and he did some great things for us there this year, and great when it works out.
Quite remarkable in a little townland of Trim. Gerry Keane has won the Flat Award. Extraordinary for two trainers who don't have big numbers.
Well, I definitely didn't think I was winning anything after I saw Gerry going up before me. I thought that's that area covered anyway. But it is amazing. Big for Trim and the area, and it was great, and should we all get a great kick out of each other doing well, you know?
Yeah, it was a good night for me, though. Overall, Fairy House won Racecourse of the Year.